The Chesapeake Bay Foundation and other environmental groups have a new ally, a fish. The smallmouth bass is responsible for $630 million in sales. People buying boats, fishing rods, bait, and so on in Virginia, Maryland, West Virginia, and Pennsylvania. But smallmouth bass are in big trouble, suffering sores, blotchy skin, wart-like growths, excess mucus covering their bodies, and males growing eggs in their testes. Scientists say they may be canaries in the coal mine, warning of pollution that will eventually kill other fish. Biologists say more study is needed, but they fear a perfect storm is taking a deadly toll on smallmouth bass. The combination of nitrogen and phosphorus pollution from cities, farms, and factories, rising water temperatures, and chemical contaminants may have weakened the fish's immune system, making them more susceptible to bacteria, viruses, and parasites. The Chesapeake Bay Foundation says states are making good progress in cleaning their rivers and streams, but we may need to pick up the pace if we want to save one of the most popular sport fish in the nation. I'm Sandy Houseman.